Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for being with us today. We bless and amen. We thank God as we get everything straight here, making sure that we do what God has called us to do. Amen. I'm grateful because God is good to us. He's always been a good God. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. And he's worthy to be lifted up. Pastor Steve, then we're going to New Stevens Ministry. Amen. Located at 1830 Lamont Drive in Dallas, Texas. Amen. Come by and see us. Let's worship together. Amen. If not, pray with us and pray for us that we will do the will of God. And I thank God for the topic of the day. Amen. Who you with? Praise the Lord. Who you with? Glory to God. I know that is not proper English for some people, but when you're surrounded by people that are for you, or if you're in a community of believers, amen, that just likes it raw, praise the Lord. Amen. You need to know who you with. Amen. You need to know who's on your side. You need to know, amen, who has come to have your back, praise the Lord. I just want to let you know that right now, amen, and my disclaimer is, praise God, that I'm on the Lord's side. So before we go into this word, amen, let's go before the throne of grace. Father, we love and praise and magnify you. We honor you today, God, because you're the author and the finisher of our faith. You're the great I am. You are buckled and our shield. It is you, God, that has made us. We didn't make ourselves, but you made us. You shaped us and you carved us in the image of your dear son. And for that, we're grateful. And Father, we need to hear a word from you. Speak right now, Father, that we can be full in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I want to go right into this. Amen. So I want to read a few scriptures out of Matthew, the 12th chapter. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start about the 24th verse in the 12th chapter of Matthew. It says, and now, when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons. But Jesus knew their hearts and their thoughts, and he said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds a strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he that is against me and not gathering with me shall scatter abroad. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Amen. The topic of today is, who are you with? Glory to God. Who are you with? Who are you going to stand with in adversity? Praise the Lord. Who are you going to stand with when it seems that all things have come against you? Who can you call on? Who can you depend on? Who do you trust in times of adversity? Amen. When the wind is not blowing at your back, but it's blowing in front of you, who are you going to be able to trust when you're in the valley? Amen. When it seems that life has came against you from every direction, whose side are you going to be on? Whose side are you going to stand on? Praise God. I remember as a kid, praise the Lord, sometimes we'd make a dam, glory to God, and we'd draw, amen, a line in the sand and say, if you cross this line, you know, you're in trouble, amen, because everybody on this side is for me, but everybody on our side is against me. So we need to make sure that we understand and identify who our adversity is, who our adversary is, who are the people that are against us, praise the Lord, because we are in a position, a place, amen, where it's just really black and white. There is no gray area. Jesus said, you're either for me or you are against me, praise the Lord. You're either for the things that God has called me to do, or you against the things that God has called me to do. Even as the Sadducees and the Pharisees and all those that came against him, he let them know, well, if you say that I'm casting out demons because I am of a demon, praise God, then who are your people casting out demons by? If you say that they're casting them out and they're of God, listen, there's opposition. You're either for me or you against me. There's no in between. So when it comes to the things of God, we cannot walk that fine line and say, well, I want to see how clean I can stay by dealing with dirty folks. folk are. I want to see how close I can walk to the tightrope or the line of holiness without really being totally holy. But I'm telling you right now that you got to choose a side. You have to be on one side or the other. You have to make sure, amen, that you're not being caught up, amen, and being guilty by association because you're in a place that is ungodly, but you want to live godly, praise God. You want to be in a position where God has blessed you. You want to be in a position where things are going the way you want them to go, but you got to decide who you're with. You got to decide whose side or you on, praise the Lord. We sing that song at church. I'm on the Lord's side. Whose side are you on? Well, I'm on the Lord's side. And what does that mean to be on the Lord's side? What does it mean to me to be connected to the power of God? It means, amen, that we are Christians. I don't even like to say the word Christian too much because people think they're Christian, amen, and they live any kind of way. I'm not saying that we are perfect and that we do everything right. I'm saying that there is a conviction. There's something, amen, on the inside of us that governs us, the way we talk, the way we walk, the things that we do. Our ideology, praise the Lord, our faith level is based on what we believe. And if we believe that we're the sons of God, and we believe that we're the children of God, and we believe that Jesus is coming back, then we ought to act so. So when you start thinking about who you with and whose side you on and what are you believing in, you got to take an account of yourself. The Bible says that every man examines themselves. Let us look at ourselves. Let us see if we're lining up with the things that we say out of our mouth that we believe, praise the Lord. I tell you what, it's sad to be in a day and age, amen, where you have two people, amen, that are of the clergy, praise the Lord, that say that they're ministering, praise the Lord. They say that they believe in Jesus, but they have opposing views of Christianity. They have opposing views of things that they say that they're supposed to stand on and believe. Some of them say that you can do this, but you can't do that. Some of them say you can do that, but you can't do this. But if we're really on the Lord's side, should nothing be able to separate us, should nothing be able to tear us apart. And that's the reason why we got to stand on the promises of God. That's the reason we've got to stand on the Word of God, because the Word of God is straight and narrow, and that path is not many wide on, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. So in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, thinking the Word of God, the Bible says that hiding it deep in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. These are the kind of things that we must do to show we're on the Lord's side. I remember as Jesus was talking to the multitude, praise the Lord, he was talking to the Jewish setting. He said that you're going to have to eat of me and drink of my blood. And many of them got offended. Many of them got offended because they knew, amen, as Jewish people, that they could touch anything that was unclean and certainly they could drink any blood. So when he says, drink of my blood, it offended them, amen, because that was something that was not good. The Bible said not only did it offend them, but they put their hands over their ears. They didn't want to hear it. It cut in their hearts so deep that it was to them, it felt like that it was unthinkable that someone would even mouth it. And the Bible says that many of them got offended and turned and walked away from him. They turned and went the other way. And then the Bible records this. I tell you what, you got to read it. And it says that when he turned to his disciples, praise the Lord, he did not apologize for what he said. He didn't try to make sense out of what he said. He said, are you too offended and going away? Are you going to go and separate yourself? Because I said what I said and I mean what I said. I am the way. I am the truth and the light. I am the bread from heaven. I am the Son of God. And if that offends you, praise the Lord, then you're not with me anyway. If that offends you, then you need to walk away right now, because I want to know who's with me. I want to know who's for me. Jesus said, if you're not for me, then you are against me. There's no in between. You're going to have to serve God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all of your soul. You can't get into the devil one inch. Some people say that if you let the devil ride with you, praise the Lord, he don't want to drive, glory to God. So we got to make sure that we put the devil out in all facets and all things in our life. We have to push him out because we want to usher in the Spirit of God and the Holy Ghost. I tell you what, that's the reason why we need to lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us. Why? Because we want to let God know that he can count on us. That he can trust us, that he can trust us with our ministry, that he can trust us with our finances, that he can trust us with relationships, praise the Lord, with authority, with power in this earth realm of influence, that he can trust us because we're with him. No ambassador, glory to God, goes out in his own name. If we are ambassadors for Christ, we don't go out there trying to put our name up. I tell you what, the Bible says, if he be lifted up, then he'll draw men in. He'll draw them in. But if we lift up ourselves, then we're going to find ourselves scattering things abroad. Glory to God. We need to make sure that Jesus is the reason for all that we do, that we are trying to get a people to recognize that he's the only living way to God. Jesus is the center and the source of all that we do. Amen. In the Old Testament, we even see Joshua, praise the Lord, he was letting them know in Joshua, the 24th chapter, he said, listen, if it seems evil to you, if it seems like it's something that you just cannot fathom, glory to God. He said, if you want to serve the God of those people that are in Egypt, or if you want to serve the gods of those people, land that we live in, that's your business. That's the way you feel, that's what you're going to do. If it seems evil to you, in other words, if you just cannot understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, then you go serve the God that's going to help you out. But I tell you what, he said, as for me and my house, as for me and my house, we, my house, my household, my namesake, my children, my wife, my family, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Why? Because he's the one that brought us out of Egypt. He's the one that kept us in the wilderness. He's the one that kept us from being hungry, praise the Lord. And the Bible said that our sandals didn't wear out. He's the one that brought us to the land of milk and honey. I'm going to serve the God that brought us this far. I'm going to serve the God that was with me when nobody was with me. I'm going to serve the God that's with me in the valley of the shadow of death. The God that has never left me. The God that has never forsaken me. The God that I can call on in the midnight hour. The God that I can call on when my mother and father have forsaken me. I'm going to serve the God that was with me when no man was with me, when nobody wanted to be on my side, when nobody was cheering me on, when nobody was helping me out. God was right there with me, and he promised in his word that he'd never leave me, that he would never forsake me, but he'll be with me always, even into the end of the world. And I don't know about you, but God is the kind of friend that'll stick closer than a brother. God is the kind of friend that will lift you up off the monkey mire, place your feet on straight street, give you a new song to sing, give you a new heart, and give you a second chance. Why would I serve anyone else? Why would I go another way? Why would I search out another friend when this friend is better than I've been to myself? God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, and he's worthy to be magnified, and he's worthy to be lifted up from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. I'm going to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, because he is my God. He is my refuge. He is my light. He is my shining star. He is my glory. And I bless him for it right now. Thank you for being my God. You don't have to worry, God, whose side I'm on. From hell or high water, from persecution or famine, I'm going to serve you because you've always been there for me. You made ways out of no ways. And I bless you for it right now. Thank you, God, for being a very present help in the time of trouble, in the name of Jesus, God. I just want to lift you up. I just want to magnify you. I just want to give you your just due. You're due to be praised. You're due to be worshipped. You're due to be lifted up. In the name of Jesus, as for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. We will give you glory, and we will give you praise. Thank you, God. Glory to God, you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up right now, God. Thank you, God, for that myself, and I just want to let you know that I'm serving him and him alone. I'm going to walk with him, amen. I don't know everything. I don't understand everything, but I trust him, glory to God. God, I trust you with my life. I trust you with my family. I trust you with my ministry. I trust you, God, because you've shown yourself to be faithful. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to be so mindful of me, of the Son of Man, that you visit us, God, but here you are. Here you are leading and guiding us by the skillfulness of your right hand. Here you are, God, opening up our eyes of understanding and leading us in the righteousness, God. You're protecting us and keeping us from all hurt, all the danger. You're working all things together for our good today, God. So we bless you today. We praise you, God. We pledge our allegiance to you. We're following you, God, even to the end of the world. And we bless you, God, because we know that you're the only wise God. That it's you that has made us. We didn't make ourselves. You made us. and we're grateful unto you right now. Y'all forgive me. I just got excited, amen, about what God is and who he is in my life and how he is. Made a difference in me, amen, and I thank him. I just wanted to let him know that I'm with him, that I got your back, Father, because I know you got my back. And y'all pray for us, amen, that God would have his way in us. We love and appreciate him, and we thank you for the listeners, amen. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, bless you. Have a wonderfully blessed day.